that will be needed to go into restaurants and other places. Some 3,000 police and riot gear dispersed around the city, some using tear gas to break up rowdy crowds, but most of the marches were peaceful. It was the third weekend of protests against the pass. And tenants who were months behind on rent now face the end of a federal eviction moratorium come midnight tonight. President Biden letting that moratorium run its course without action. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hot fun in the summertime. Well, Woodham Southside Firestone wants you and your family to have hot fun in the summertime. But listen, you know what happens. If you ignore maintenance, just regular maintenance, or if something's wrong under the hood of your car, you need to head to Woodham Southside Firestone. Over 40 years they've been taking care of my car. They are the absolute best ASC certified technicians, and I promise you they're not satisfied unless you are satisfied. They're open Monday through Friday. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. Firestone tires. All kinds of tires. They can get your vehicle equipped and ready to go for the summertime driving. That's the last thing you want. You know, the car breaks down. Now mama's looking at you. And if mama ain't happy, you know the kids ain't happy. And it's going to be a long trip. Prepare. Go by Woodham Southside Firestone today. Let them check it out. Woodham Southside Firestone. Open Monday through Friday. Located a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planning for your food plot this year?
Well, don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there who order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 12th, 5:30 p.m. Kilpatrick Arena in Autaugaville on Highway 14 West. Free admission. Call 365-5400.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends, old and new? Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 79. Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature. But showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Love me some Buddy Holly. Absolutely love it. And now, without further ado, friend of the show and working girls all over the Middle East, caller Sam. Hey, Sam.
I'm a lonely man. I'm looking for a woman with three hands. I need to be manscaped.
We all have our fetishes, Terry. Don't we? Yes, Sam.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing much better. I've had a little touch of pneumonia. That's the way the doctor described it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I was in the emergency room last Tuesday.
What, can I have a touch of medicine?
No, I swear, man, that's what he said. Yes, sir, you have a touch of pneumonia.
What does that mean?
When they x-rayed me, they said, you have a fist-sized hazy spot on your right, top of your right lung.
Wow.
Listen, I caught it early, which is, I go through this every so often.
I understand, Sam. We're here for you, buddy. I just want you to know that.
Hey, life is so good.
Yeah, living the dream. Living the dream, buddy.
Well, listen, Mr. Adams, I heard
you. Don't call me Mr.
Mr. Adams. Terry Adams. Terry.
When you say Mr., I look for my dad. Go ahead.
I know. It's a sign of respect. Look here, bro. When you started your show, you were lamenting. But the point of it is, I'm glad that you do get on the air. And... you're helping. I do believe you help a lot of people think outside the box.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. You're not trying to entertain people. Yeah, well, okay, I am entertained, but still, it helps me think outside the box. I'm going to wrap up quick. I'm going to start.
Put your clothes back on. Calm down. If you can think of what you were going to say, you can call me back. It's okay.
No, I'm good. You got to understand, man, when you... Kamala Harris.
What about
you know the vets are being coddled? I was just going to listen to the show tonight and enjoy the wealth of information and wisdom that comes forth. But that punched my button. There's no coddling. When you go through the VA, guides are few. You can't do it on your own. You have to find help. Yeah. It's a hard bureaucracy, and jokers hide behind it. I heard Crawdad on the radio a few days ago, and he was talking about his Desert Storm experience and those that are still having trouble. Well, I'm one of those. I'm gearing back up. I'm going to have to get me some legal representative. I can see it. I have pictures from where I was. I kept a daily diary. I does two things they tell you not to do in your military, but I did it. And still, that's from 2013. I've not been able to get the recognition.
Yeah,
I haven't been able.
I understand
my rating, but we're gearing up right now to make another run at it. And then I hear this, I figured, yeah, man, Biden's in the pocket, the checkbook's out. I think it's been a great time. And okay, all right, let me wrap this up.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for the radio show. Listen, man, Harris is looking at the money. I remember when, was it Hope? No, Sam. He ran against W. Oh, my goodness. I just had a total brain seizure.
It happens. I have them, too.
No, this isn't funny. This isn't funny. Not Bob, though. Al Gore.
Yes,
20
Albert
years
Gore.
Ago. Yeah. 20 years ago, Al Gore, he made a terrible mistake. You know, there's Social Security, right? Well, and that's, you know, what it is. But there's also Railroad Retirement, which is my father's on. And Railroad Retirement actually has a real lockbox. They have billions of dollars that they have set aside, and they invest in the stock market and mutant funds. Yes, man, it's real money. And Al Gore, he said he wanted that cash, that he would redistribute it, and that the pensions of the railroad retirement would be covered by the federal government. No. Yeah. I remember the paper that came, the UTC paper.
Yeah.
The union paper. No, man, it was no, Gordell, no, it was, and it didn't help him. He lost a bunch of votes. Oh, here we go. Kamala's pulling the same act. The VA needs more money pumped into it, and she looks at that and she said, "Well, then some, you know, most of them aren't voting for us anyway."
Yeah, might as well throw them under the bus.
All right. I'm about to start up. Hey, let me get off here.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Sam. Take care, buddy. Bye. I feel bad for Sam with this call. Sam is one of those who went overseas and protected or did what he was told to do. And I have a ton of respect for all of you guys out there who are former military or active military. And I know all of you guys at Maxwell are listening to me right now. Thank you for defending your country. Thank you for, hopefully you will defend your country when the time comes. You know, you did sign something to the Constitution. Let's just hope to God it was the correct Constitution, if you know what I mean. Because the reason I did that on the 1871 thing was, somebody please explain to me how these people can still openly break the Constitution, defy the Constitution, and yet not be held accountable. I mean, I know they own the Justice Department, which is now the Just Us Department, but still, this just in your face is so brazen what they're doing to us, and nobody, what is wrong with everybody? The apathy's off the charts, and I just don't get it. You know, unless they're aerosoling the apathy, and that's what the problem is. I don't know, but we better wake up, and we better wake up pretty dadgum fast, or we're not going to have a country to wake up in, folks. And that's the God's honest truth. Do not take the vaccine. I don't care what any other host on this network tells you. Do not take the vaccine. Because you just heard what's in it. And I've heard it from so many different people. Please, please, at least investigate and make an informed decision. Do not let them make you take it. The very idea. This is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America that I remember. And maybe I have a bad memory. I don't know. But I don't like it very much. I don't like this America. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I better hit a break.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Alabama veterans. Are you aware that because of your military service, you may have earned VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs can help you access those benefits at no cost to you, even during COVID-19 when other resources might be hard to find. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs has an office near you. For more information, go to va.alabama.gov or give us a call at 334-242-5077. We're open and ready to serve you. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
A little more Southern culture on the skids. And our friend James is on the phone. Hey, James.
Terry, how's it going tonight?
I don't know, man. There's just a weird funk in the studio tonight.
Well, I should probably not go here, but I'm going to.
Go there, please.
I heard Sam tonight, man, and he sounds pretty, you know, like he's in sick.
Yeah, he is.
I feel for the dude. Never met the guy. I know someone that's calls in here to your program.
Mm-hmm.
Has moved to Otagaville.
Cool.
And seems like, I don't remember if it was Sam, or maybe he was here for a little while and left. And of course, Otagaville, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't want to mark myself, but anybody that knows me knows where I am. It's and there's Otagaville, which is the heart of town, and then there's outlying areas, and there's farming communities or the farming land,
right.
Farmland, and then there's down on the river, and quite a few of those places I don't consider Otagaville. It's not Otagaville proper.
Okay.
But anyway, going into the office yesterday, I think, I hear on the radio,
mm-hmm.
NPR. I mean, don't castigate me for listening to liberal
I've
radio.
I've listened
station.
To it before too.
It's hard to listen to sometimes.
All
I just change the network.
Sure.
So anyway, I'm listening, and I'm not sure if this is what they're projecting or research has already been done, and they've already got them got the information in front of them. But regardless, CDC is reporting that 35,000 people a week. I think this is, I'm correct on my numbers and the frequency of time. 35,000 people a week that have already been vaccinated are coming down with this craziness.
Delta variant.
I'm not sure it's just a Delta variant, but yes. I'm not sure that it's not that so-called coronavirus 19, we'll call it, because I don't like to use that other phrase.
Gotcha.
But then, and I know you read these things by the basket load, but I read, well, I know that's not true. I did not read. I just read the dadgum headline and a few lines in the paragraph or a couple of paragraphs. But one of the most recent articles I read was where a study in, I think it was San Francisco, might have been Sacramento, but I think it was San Francisco. And the percentages were low in the 30s, 34, 38, fully vaccinated people coming down with this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, then today, I went over to feed the fish today because the sisters tied up, and I won't go into that, but not actually tied up physically.
Well, what kind of fish?
She has a saltwater aquarium in the office that you could swim in if you so desired. Well, maybe just take a bath. But I went over to feed the fish. That was my responsibility today.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Sure. Oh, sure.
But I'm over there, and I'm looking at Yahoo News, and bang, 74%, Terry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not 30, not 40, not even half. 74% of the people that have tested positive here in the last little while, fully vaccinated.
So how is it a vaccine?
I'm not sure how anybody can wrap their mind around this.
You got a pretty good knowledge of how science works. I thought a vaccine was to prevent you from getting something.
Well, that would be the idea. That would be the whole point of putting yourself through this biological experiment.
Exactly.
I'm talking to guys on the court today. All right. I got a couple
better
guys.
On the court than in the court.
Exactly.
Me.
So we're out there and we're talking. Of course, most of these guys are my age and in their 70s.
Sure.
From 58, 68, 70, et cetera. And I've already been asked this question, and I told them a couple of weeks ago. I didn't just say no. I had a exclamation point in front of that.
Sure.
They asked me, have you taken, you know, anybody.
You don't take the vaccine?
Yeah. Everybody had the vaccine? I'm like, no. And they're looking at me, and these are conservative people. These are men that have told me in the recent past, you know, they're talking about actual insurrection, not stuff they see.
Right.
70-year-old men talking about, you know, we need to do something about this. And I look at them, I'm like, fellas, I don't have enough guns and bullets to do what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they're still going out there taking this shot.
Well, why?
I guess fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes back to the line from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, where Burl Ives is telling Paul Newman, his son Brick.
Yes.
Big Daddy's telling Brick.
Love that movie.
You know, actually, I was watching it today, part of it.
Yeah.
And he says, some of what we think we're going to buy is actually, you know, life eternal. That's why we buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
And I got news for those people. We're going to die at least that one death.
Amen.
No amount of masks, no vaccine, none of that stuff is going to preclude that.
That's right.
But here's what they're setting us up for, Terry. And you've talked about this on your program I don't know how many times. But they're telling us The reason they're rolling out this information is to soften us up for what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That global, across the country, mandated, wherever you go, mask order. Because
mm-hmm.
even if you're vaccinated, you run the risk of, you know, shedding this stuff off, et cetera, and even if you are vaccinated, you can come down with it. So we're going to go one more level of defense and put on that mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm not.
This is something I don't even like to say, but if you've ever seen the movie, and I don't recall making it all the way through this garbage, Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, there's too much truth in that movie.
Well, there's a lot of mask wearing in there.
Oh, well, you better believe it.
And it's ritualistic. That is part of the point.
Big
and,
time.
Of course, that's something that you've touched on here.
Right.
But it's awful.
It is.
And all you need to say enough about Eyes Wide Shut is Stanley Kubrick.
Yep.
And it took the man 2 years to put it out there, or to finish it.
Yep. A lot of people believe that's what got him killed.
Well,
I don't know.
Terry, it's my pleasure, brother. You hang in there, and I hope Sam's listening, and just do what you can, brother.
I'll take care of what we talked about.
All right, and if nothing else, he can always go by the herb shop. And that's when you were talking about, you know, what you were saying
mm-hmm.
earlier
mm-hmm.
and paring down off of that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Carl?
No, I haven't about that. I have not. I need to. I got to do something. I do not like to be dependent on something.
Well, I mean, this is my opinion, but Carl knows his stuff.
That's what Jason said, that used to be known as Jason Johnson on this show. That's what he told me. I need to go talk to Carl. So there must be something to it.
Terry, take care of yourself, brother.
I will. Thanks, James.
Bye.
Take care. Yeah, I need to go see him and see if they have anything I can take that'll ease me over this stuff. You know, it's weird. I talked to the doctor before this one because they keep changing doctors. I asked her about coming off this stuff, and she said, well, you know, it's not that bad as long as you don't have anything, you know, traumatic going on in your life. And I'm thinking, who in America doesn't have something traumatic going on in their life? You really can't say that. We all have something traumatic, some more than others. But, you know, all of us have something going on. We all live our lives. We all have a beast. We all have something going on that we have to take care of, and some worse than others. But I repeat myself. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. Long time no hear. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Good.
You know, for everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, they want you to wear the mask. It reminds me of the Jews back in, you know, Nazi Germany, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wear the star, David.
That's right. I forgot about it. You're right. Makes us identify who's who, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of this stuff, man. I am sick of it.
I had to go to the doctor the other day, and, you know, first thing he asked me, you know, you have the vaccine? And I said, no. And he said, and he went that 20-minute spiel on why I had, you know, you do it. And I said, I wish you, you know, this interested in why I come to see you.
Yeah, no kidding. Good job.
Which, I may not have a doctor now.
Well, you did the right thing whether you do or not, man. We got to call him out on this crap.
Yeah, it seems like everything here lately just seems like it goes just to antagonize you as much as they can.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Exactly. Just to aggravate you, keep you on edge, keep you in a little mm-hmm. bit of a rage. It does me anyway.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And even people driving, you know. It never fails. You get behind somebody at the stoplight and they're sitting there. You know,
yeah.
5 minutes playing on the phone when the lights are, you know, they
yeah.
take off and you get stuck in the red light.
Exactly. Yeah, if there's more than three people waiting for a turn area, you better hope that they're not on their phone because you ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes me mad. Driving is my weakness because I lose it when I get behind left lane bandits and just... Well, Lynn and I were coming from Mom's in Wetumpka the other day and somebody was passing cars on the side of the road. They were just going around everybody on the side of the road and hop back in. Oh, my God. What is wrong with everybody? Crazy world we live in, Barry.
It sure is. You know, the motorcycle thing, you know, used to, you get out and relax. Well, I guess it was last weekend. I rode the lake a little bit and come back.
Good.
First long trip I took like that in a long time.
Did it do any good?
Yeah, it always does good. You know, that's about as good as going out and shooting about 1,000 rounds of bullets, you know.
Yeah, but it's a lot less expensive to ride a bike.
Uh-huh.
Bullets have gone through the roof. I want to take Lynn target shooting, but dadgum, I can't afford the ammo.
I know.
If I can find it, you know.
And I can't get primers and stuff, you know, to load them on.
Right. It's all by design. Sickening.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the, you know, the January deal.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever hear them talking about the unindicted co-conspirators, them were FBI, them were undercover FBI agents.
Absolutely, they were. Yep. And they would never be indicted because they were doing what they were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's sickening, man. We're set up.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Yeah, the whole thing.
I think
just,
there's going to be more of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The more we push back, the more false flags and stuff they're going to do. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least I believe that.
Oh, I do too. And I don't know what in the world we're going to do about it, you know, without getting up.
Civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that on the radio. I would never encourage people to use violence, but I don't know what we're going to do either, man. I really don't.
I don't either. You know, I hope it don't come to that.
I do too, but I don't see how it can't.
I worry for my children and grandchildren. You know, they don't want them to have to grow up in something like this.
I know. That's what bothers me more than anything are the young ones, and those are the ones they're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's despicable.
It was a lot simpler back in the 70s and 80s when you just listen to some BTO or something right around.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right, man. Absolutely right, Barry.
All right. I just wanted to holler at you.
Well, I'm glad you did. It's great to hear your voice, my friend.
And I listen a lot. I just don't get to call anybody that did.
I understand. I get it. Well, you hang in there and hug your wife for me.
All right.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Appreciate all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate your friendship. See you. And with that, we need to hit it's a big break. A big, big break. 5 whopping minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the
economy.
Call
me when you get a chance,
Sam. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 79. Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature. But showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, your aggravated host. You know, feels like I'm saying the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and I hope that's not the case, because when that starts, it's time for me to get off here, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to repeat the same things over and over and over. That's not what this show was meant to be, but it is what it is, right? All right. In Australia, they had what they call a Freedom Day rally in Melbourne, and it was so big that the police were embarrassingly overwhelmed and had to stand down, which is unprecedented so far. And I have a whole full bank of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
This is Warren in Coos County.
Hey, Warren in Coos County. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I want to give you a little history on graphite.
Okay.
My boss, you might know, is actually, when he graduated from Auburn so many years ago, he was instantly hired by NASA. All the engineers were back then. And he was telling me, actually a couple of years ago, that graphite, NASA was trying to use graphite in some of the materials in their rockets.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But graphite is so toxic and dangerous, and several of the engineers and workers with it, they had to wear hazmat suits to even work with it.
Wow. And they're putting it in us.
Yeah, right, Wow. And the graphite and graphene oxide is a super extra killer dose of that.
Wow.
And, but anyway, it was so dangerous, even back then, that NASA completely discontinued the use of graphite in their program.
Wow. That took something for them to do that.
Oh, it did. I mean, they just dropped it 100%, and they went to some other materials, other metals.
Right.
That were not so dangerous to work with.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart, very smart. They had some pretty smart people.
Yeah, they did.
Back
they
then,
did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, they did.
So,
scary stuff.
Yeah, fortunately, my boss has told me a lot about it now, so he was actually on the crew that helped assemble and put some things on the original moon buggy.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, he's got a few artifacts. One of the joystick handles that was used on it, some of the ones I tried, and some other things. So he's telling me a lot of interesting historical things about NASA, but when this graphite stuff first came up, you know, he told me how dangerous it was.
Right.
So
scary.
I don't know. And here in the kind of the northern part of Coosa County,
mm-hmm.
in a little town of Kellerton, our governor just gave a bunch of money to a company to open a graphite mine and graphite processing plant in the northern part of Coosa County.
Oh God, that's not good. I'm hopefully there'll be all kind of guidelines they have to follow. You would think.
I hope so. Yes, sir. I hope
it's
so.
It's that dangerous. That's crazy.
It is. For some reason, Coosa County is very, very mineralized.
Huh.
We just happen to be lucky. We have this county has the largest deposit of graphite just about anywhere in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow! Who knew?
We're just lucky like that, I guess.
Yeah.
It's in about three counties, Coosa County and two adjoining counties, but we have by far the largest deposit of it in the small town of Kellerton.
How about that?
Which has a population of 215.
I grew up in a town very much like that, so I understand.
Yeah, I did too. Union. I grew up in Union Springs.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So, anyway, Emma, we better do some serious looking into this graphite stuff.
Uh-huh. You better believe it. Scary stuff, man.
Scary stuff. Really, I just wanted to give you a little history on it.
Thank you.
Had kind of a personal connection to it.
Yes, you do. I mean, keep us up to speed on that. Keep us updated on that. Let us know what happens with that mine.
I sure will. I appreciate your time tonight, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Trammell.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Yeah, scary stuff. You know, they're basically raping the land when they're getting all this stuff up for the batteries, for all this, the switch over from internal combustion to electric, which is nothing more than just control. That's all this is. In France, there's video footage showing police officers joining with the anti-COVID protesters following the president over there's vaccine passport decree that includes jail time if you cannot prove that you've been vaccinated. This is for business owners, so it's a good thing I don't have a motorcycle shop over there, isn't it? I tell you, the French, you know, they catch a lot of flack because of, you know, we love to make sport of the French, but they're standing up and we're not. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I was suggesting wanting to get off those pills.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about getting you a pill splitter and splitting them in half if you can?
Yep.
With those pills.
I do that.
That's good. Yep.
I skip a day every now and then. I'll skip a day, and then I'll try to take a half a pill every other day or something, just trying to get my body tuned to taking less and less.
Right, I understand that. That sounds like a good idea also, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how people are out here in the heat. I mean, it's 100 degrees, 110 degrees, heat index, and they're walking around with masks on.
I don't
I'm
get
thinking,
it.
God, how can you breathe?
Exactly. Exactly right. I couldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. Not anymore.
No, not me. I could hardly breathe when I was required to wear them for
exactly.
my job.
Exactly.
And I had my mouth open just gasping.
Exactly.
People are like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm breathing. breathing.
You know, I've got some military, the real gas mask. I thought about just starting to wear one of those every day.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. Some people might do that, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for yes, ma'am. Having your show on every Saturday night. Appreciate it a lot.
My honor. Thank you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Cranky.
Hey, Cranky.
What's going on?
You know, same old, trying to wake people up to no avail. How about you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. I came in on the tail end of it. I've been doing some work this evening and get ready to do some more, but just going to try to tune in for a little while. I was listening to Mr. Trammell on there. Love him to death. He's a great guy. I've known him a long, long time.
He's a good man.
And he won't remember me, or probably doesn't remember me, but he'll remember when I tell this story that actually happened. The deep state going so far back.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Trammell's father was removed by the deep state.
Yep.
But I had the occasion to run across G. Gordon Liddy. Believe it was 1983. Oh. Could have been 84. I think it was 83. He was going on a book tour and ran into him literally at Auburn University. You can't do that anymore. I showed up at the event early, and when he came in the back door, I was waiting on him.
Good move.
And I asked you can't do that anymore. You know.
No.
But anyhow, I basically asked him, I said, tell the truth. I said, you've told the truth about everything else. You've been forthcoming about everything else that went on with Watergate. Uh-huh. And I said, tell me the truth. That missing, 18 minutes of tape?
Right.
That's when you guys were sitting around in Nixon's office talking about the hit that you put on Wallace.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what, if you could have seen the look on his face, and I mean, that guy didn't spook easily.
Yeah, everything he's been through and everything he's seen, exactly.
That's literally if looks could kill. If looks could kill, I would have been dead. And, you know, he was a convicted ex-felon in the middle of the thing. I went on in and watched him, you know, give his book presentation. Hell, I read his books.
Yeah.
But he gave his presentation in the middle of it. Somebody came in and threw in like an apple or an orange or a tomato or something at him.
Right.
He crouched down, natural reflexes, crouched down, reached inside his jacket pocket.
Whoa.
And then, you know, realized, oh, well, it's just a flying fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
And then he stood back up. But, you know, I'm sure he wasn't packing a pistol or anything. I'm sure that was just his instinct kicking in from days gone by, but he really didn't have anything. But that is an honest-to-God true story. That happened probably 35 years ago. It would have been 83 or 84. So it's, good Lord, 37 years.
So you've been fighting this thing for a very long time.
I wouldn't say I've been fighting it.
You know, you fight it. Yeah, I know.
You fight it. You don't live to fight it. But, you know, you're aware about it and work your way around it. You know, you live long. But if you fight it, and you wind up like that guy in Tiananmen Square, you know, the tank stopped. What they didn't tell you is a couple of days later they killed him and his family,
exactly.
You know, quietly.
Exactly. When the cameras weren't rolling.
But I will tell you one thing, though. Joe Biden, he's telling the truth. When he tells everybody that he's working for the little guy, he is working for the little guy. President Xi in China. It ain't us. It ain't nobody here in the United States.
Well,
the little guy is President Xi in China.
You got that right. What do you think it was on his face that he ate? Have you seen that video?
What's that now?
Biden is standing at the lectern, and one of his handlers hands him a note. And the note says, sir, you have something on your face. So he takes his hand, he wipes it off, he looks at it, and then he eats it. I've seen the video.
Oh, I'm not even going to go there. Because we both know what it probably was.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, he's a sick dude. I mean, literally and figuratively, he is sick.
Well, we're in a bad state of affairs, and we need to be wearing out that prayer rug on our knees because we're in a world of hurt. And, God can do anything. I mean, I've had my issues with God over the past 11 years, and I've tried to work everything out and working everything out. He is capable of anything.
Right.
But I, you know, this may be very well the end game playing out. I mean, you know, because the book does come to an end. It does come to an end, and we're not mentioned in it at all. So That could well be it, the depopulation.
Yep. Sure seems that way to me.
Listen, you got a lot of folks that hear what you're saying.
I hope so.
And know what you're, you know, that you're on the right track and you're speaking the truth.
Good.
Don't ever lose heart in that. That's just the devil trying to defeat you. You know, you've made a difference in a lot of people, and you continue to each week.
Thank you.
And all you do is just keep showing up and keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, that's all you can do.
Amen.
You can't make them pay attention. Look what they did to Jesus himself. So,
yeah, you're
right. Anyhow, you take care. Thanks for picking me up. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks.
And we'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Take care, my friend. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Cherry.
Hey.
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
You know, I appreciate you opening up your show here for all kinds of discussions and everything. It's really refreshing.
Hmm.
To be able to kind of, you know, meander a little bit. If you
meander
will.
All you wish, sir.
Well, you know, in my view, this country is under assault, but it's a multi-pronged assault.
Sure.
It's no mystery that, you know, one of the goals and aims of some of the folks that are trying to take this country down is a moral assault. It's an assault on, you know, our social structure and all. So, in that vein, you know, we see things like, you know, transgenders, transvestites.
Sure.
You know, competing as women.
Uh-huh.
So this has been like a pretty good topic of discussion. Boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of folks that just really don't want to come out and say what they know about this subject.
Uh-huh.
Ask Joan Rivers that question.
Yeah, exactly. They're scared because they know what they'll do to you.
It's very vicious and it's murderous, even, you know, to, even reveal this movement that's operating, you know, under a lot of covert type stuff. So,
yep.
You know, in saying that now, you know, we've seen it in sports already, several spots. Do you know what I'm talking when I say man hand? Do you know what I mean by
yes.
that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, just for everybody then, if you're a man or a woman, you look at your hand, stretch your fingers out, back or front. You can look at the back of your hand or the front of your hand. And on a man's hand, the index finger, the first finger, is shorter than the ring finger.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A man.
That's right.
And a woman, the index finger is at least as long as the ring finger, and sometimes it's as long as the middle finger. Always. So if you have a question about whether you're looking at a man or a woman,
there you go.
That's probably the first way to tell if you can get a pretty good shot of their hands. You know, if they've got man hands, you know you're looking at a man.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
Other way, of course, is to just look at the obvious, the torso.
Sure.
You know, the indent for a woman is that lovely hourglass shape, and the indent is high. You know, right under the rib bone, basically.
Right.
On a man, it's down at the hips, you know.
Right.
So if you see an athlete and you're wondering, well, you don't have to look far. You can see those two
That's
points,
right.
And pretty much you can tell whether it's a man or a woman.
Right.
I believe that there are some athletes that are competing right now at the top of their game that are transvestites.
Oh, I do,
okay?
too.
I think Serena Williams. And
you got to wonder.
Venus Williams.
Yeah, you got to wonder about them.
Yeah, well, they're very, very shady ways that they came about. They were, you know, the guy that posed that really adopted them.
Uh huh.
Basically, you know, from the story goes, is that he wanted a way to make money.
Sure.
And he figured out he could make money if these two little boys, could compete as girls, and that's the way they dressed them and everything until later when they had to go ahead and do surgery and drug therapy.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you got the body of a Bo Jackson running back playing tennis against women. This doesn't add up. Okay?
Right, right.
Now, I'm not saying okay? Because I don't know. But I think I see man hands on Simone. Terry,
wow.
You tell me when you look at her or him.
I don't have to look at that.
I don't see any of the curvy hips. I'm looking at man hands, and I'm wondering, you know, because Tokyo banned males competing as females
right.
in the Olympics.
Right.
And that's the reason I think Serena didn't go because of that.
Right.
Okay. Now, some people would say, whoa, Papa D, look, I saw on the news where Serena was pregnant and married and pregnant. And wait a minute, you don't understand the depth of despair that people that we're dealing with enter into
mm-hmm.
to deceive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's about money, but it's also about, has a lot to do with pride and, you know, a deep desire to change a moral perspective.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure about Simone, but I'm telling you, I think I see man hand. I'd like somebody
out.
Else sometime or other to look at it. It would explain one thing. It would explain why the judges were handicapping
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Her. I mean, you know, were they doing it because they just were mean? Or were they doing it because they didn't really know what else to do, and they don't want to have their family visited in the middle of the night either?
That makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a little perspective.
Yeah.
From my
good one.
Point of view.
Very
all
good.
Right, buddy.
Thanks, Papa B. Take care. I am late for breaks. I got to hit a couple of them, so.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online.